Alaskan villagers say it's time to crack down on the pollock trawl fleet because it is intercepting too many salmon bound for their rivers. This week, they have been pressuring the North Pacific Fishery Management Council on the bycatch issue, but the council is still examining its options and plans no action during its spring meeting, which continues through the weekend in Anchorage. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Salmon are a prohibited species for the trawlers, but that doesn't mean they get shut down if they catch them. It does mean they can't sell them, and if they intercept enough of them, regulatory action swings in. Now, what regulatory action is up to the council? The bycatch can fluctuate wildly from year to year. For instance, in 2010, the Bering Sea pollock fleet caught only 13,000 chum salmon. But last year, the chum bycatch soared to 191,445 fish. Genetic studies are showing that many of those chums may have been bound for hatcheries in Japan and Russia rather than rivers in Alaska. Jeff Goyon of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Laboratory in Auk Bay will not have an analysis of last year's bycatch until next year, but he did give the council his results from 2010.
So these are the stock composition results that we had from the available 1,000 or so samples from 2010. A lot of the samples that we had were derived from East Asia, Japan, and North Asia, Russia. So this is over 60% of the chum salmon.
But that is a small sample compared to last year's, at a time when everyone knows the ecosystem has been shifting. The council had been concentrating more on the Chinook salmon bycatch, and that was contained to less than 30,000 fish in the Bering Sea last year. But in the Gulf of Alaska in 2010, the Chinook bycatch hit its highest level in more than a decade, then dropped back down last year. Meanwhile, Chinook salmon runs on both the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers have been troubled since the 1990s, bringing about frequent closures. This, plus the arrival of more processing capacity, has increased dependence in the villages on chums. When federal fisheries managers began the tribal consultation process ordered by President Obama, they quickly got a unified message from the villages. The villages want a hard cap on the chum salmon bycatch of 30,000 fish. This means they want the pollock fleet shut down if it hits that cap. Here's how Pollock Simon Jr. of Ellicacket, on a tributary of the Yukon, put it.
Would I like to see the cut across the board if we river villages are cut back in fishing. The high sea fisherman has to take his cut also.
That is not even on the table right now. The council is looking at three alternatives and not planning final action on any of them this spring. One of the alternatives does involve a hard cap, but it would be higher at 50,000 chum or more. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.